So yeah, this Data Space for Democracy is a project we started with partners like Open Source Politics and Metropolis of Bordeaux. But I'm going to talk to you a little more about why we need data spaces. When we interact digitally today, we use platforms. And that means if you want to send me a message or to sell me a product or whatever, to organize whatever online, you need to use a certain platform, you need to use their software, you need to give them all your data, you need to use their algorithm and use and accept their terms and conditions. And if you don't do that, then you cannot interact with me, basically. So this creates a lot of issues because this creates monopolies. I mean, you've heard of Cambridge Analytica and, I don't know, the problem with Google in the press. And I mean, there are like thousands of examples of why this is a problem. But there are alternatives. When you send me an email, and most of you probably have used Matrix as a chat system, this is not, this doesn't have the same conditions. You don't need to use the same app as me in order to interact with me. And there's, that can be applied to not only chat and emails, that could be actually applied to anything, any kind of digital interactions. And there are actually a big movement in that direction today. The European Commission has been launching their data strategy something like 5 years ago. And the W3C with Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the web, has pushed some standards you might have heard of, SOLID. And all of these are going into a direction where we can interact online without relying on a platform that will intermediate us. For the European Commission, it's basically the idea is a lot of markets, like the ones we've just talked about, were intermediated by platforms recently, and that created like Uber with the working conditions of the drivers, and that created a lot of issues like that. And the idea is that if that were to happen,